program you are about to hear involves slack confidence, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, episode, genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
People say my show is lame, even though it's backed up by Bob's name.
Yes, it's with Bob Slack Time Funhouse.
Every other week I bleed my guts
Bob Slack Time Funhouse.
To entertain you some genius nuts.
Listeners of Bob Slack Time Funhouse.
Got an idea for this week's show. It's just crazy enough to
work. Why does that not inspire confidence?
But there's tons of this stuff on the net.
Don't look it up if you want.
Like they're out to prove how bad it can get.
It's like a cyber dentist drill.
Computer nerds without a clue.
They can race through code like swimmers.
Composing MIDI songs for you.
It's their substitute for women.
Oh, this has got to work. Man, that's a sign you found some really reprehensible material.
These songs tonight I play on rec.
WREK Atlanta.
There's certain sort of sonic trick. Trapped in an endless labyrinth.
Don't try to pray to God or Santa.
I wish they'd just stop making sense.
Try a tumbler of my lantern.
Think that'll help?
Maybe if you stick your head in it up to the neck. They say it's best left to the boys.
Don't wanna leave it to a chick.
To broadcast this computer
because
noise.
Because it is Guy's bailiwick.
They say the odds are that I'll fail ya.
Hey, how can I fail ya?
Just because of my genitalia.
Talking about my genitalia.
My genitalia. Like I'm gonna fail ya?
You know, I've been wondering for 10 years when you were gonna get around to this one, Blues. It's kind of obvious.
It is.
I guess waiting this long means you're showing some restraint.
It's not bluegrass, Idaho, or rap.
We don't even wanna begin it.
It's ultra mod synthetic
crap. Just make sure you don't step in.
This music that once made you free.
Your swimmer clutch.
It's been regurgitated by a Moog.
Ow.
It's pronounced Moog because it's Dutch.
Ow.
The guy was Dutch.
Moog.
You idiot. Nobody ever gets that right.
Hey.
I'm sick of hearing that mispronounced.
You need to get violent about it.
Moog. Moog. Moog.
Yeah.
Ow.
Moog. Got it.
You just want to get on with this crap. I mean, we're going to shovel it out on them anyway. One mints around. I thought I'd make it easy on the seekers.
Your singing doesn't make it easy on anybody, Flues.
Come on, Fisher, get off the pot. Why don't you play some of that Who crap you have for them?
Whatever you say.
Ah, geez, that's never a good song.
You know, you wouldn't think that song could be worse.
Oh, great.
We'll be right back.
going to be getting back to more irritating MIDI madness soon enough, Seekers. But that sad intro should make What's to Follow sound rich indeed, because you're about to be treated to the album Electric Tommy in its entirety. Even cleaned up digitally, this obnoxious electronic knockoff is too painful for words.
Thank you.
Spend the early morning of a day that usually doesn't exist listening to electrosonic blasphemies, which shouldn't. But before we get to even worse stuff, like side two of Electric Tommy, something for you to tread, why don't we listen to something that's actually not half bad? Dr. Yo and his sex medley. Here on Bob's Slack Time Funhouse on WREK Atlanta.
Yeah. from the Yellow Pub.
Plastic Fantastic. Plastic Fantastic. Plastic Fantastic Lava. Yeah. Plastic Fantastic. I love sincerely. Love's true. Love's true. I love you sincerely. Love's true.
We'll be right back.
was pleasantly diverting. But you know, most of this stuff isn't. Oh, we're going to get into a little bit of it. Some of the very worst, in fact. But what's to follow isn't the worst. It's just something to get you ready for it. A little MIDI-born village people. But what follows that, Seekers, is the MIDI tune voted on the web as being the worst ever MIDI tune. It's a theme to Quantum Leap. It's short but painful, and you know the sound waves look like they were drawn with a thick magic marker, which kind of made me remember something else I found while tripping around on the web. Somebody actually had the LP of the story of Nikola Tesla told entirely in Morse code. Oh, now that's an idea. I wonder if it's on 8-track. can't play this filth on the air. I am so sorry, Seekers. When you hear Nikola Tesla, you think mad science, you don't think cocky parties. Do I have any remorse about it? Ah, hell, Seekers, I ain't even got any morse, period. But tonight I do have more. More of this fetid midi madness. More manic moog mashing. And side two of that reeking knockoff album, Electric Tommy. Ooh, and you know on side two, the synthesizers really get that queasy kind of musical indigestion, you know? That kind of burbling liquid electronic gut rumble sound. So, yeah, turn the bass up on your speakers and sit on them. Just a test. Oh, but first, why don't we cleanse our palates with a little more Dr. Yo before we get to some more Who bashing? And yeah, I can enrich tonight's lineup with that MIDI version of Quadrophenia, too. Eh, quit your squawking, you panty waste. You already lived through Quadrophenia's done by a college marching band. How much worse could this version be? Enjoy.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if women can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, don't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to choose. Nobody's gonna look at your side. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machines doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You'll pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of the long last two rows. And say, guess it's time for a judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say he's pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again.
Thank you.
and side two of that reeking knockoff album, Electric Tommy.
Thank you.
seekers, it looks like we've weathered another fetid episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse here on WREK Atlanta. Oh, and if you need any help, any sort of spiritual counseling, please never forget that there's a man on whom you can lay your whole wallet and you can trust him with it. And that man is Bob. Yes, J.R. Bob Dobbs, of the Church of the Subgenius. And if you'd like free information on this lovely little cult, oh, just pick up a pen and write to Bob. Yes, Bob can make all this horrible, horrible noise stop. All you have to do is write to him at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, or www.subgenius.com. Good night, seeker.